gosh, you guys, welcome to Cartwheels and Banana Peels. We are back again, and I have a new group of friends sitting at my virtual kitchen table. I'm so super excited to introduce you to them and for me to get to know them a little bit better, as well as you getting to hear some of their stories and just what they do. This is always so much fun. So Cartwheels and Banana Peels is literally kind of my virtual kitchen table where we have this girlfriend chat. And it's that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, you guys, you got to hear this, or you're never going to believe what happened. Da, 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 da. So this whole point is about, we all work so hard in our businesses and we're just hectic at living hectic lives. And so this is that moment to just share something, get a laugh, or fall out of your chair laughing, whatever it might be, or I can't believe that happened. So this is it. Okay, so I'm JC Cormack. Of course, obviously, I am your host of Cartwheels and Banana Peels, and I am your storytelling rebel, helping women entrepreneurs tell stories that get them clients. Okay, so I'm going to go around the room so that we can get to know every one of the ladies that's with us today. So Courtney, would you kick us off and share who you are and what you do?
I would love to. So I'm Courtney. I'm also known as the Renaissance Mama. I'm a podcaster and I teach kids theater and musical theater. And I've actually recently just created this new course where kids can do this at home, learning creativity, communication, and so much more.
Oh my gosh. And for any of you that don't know, I taught dance for 20 years. So if I still had little kids, I'd be all over what Courtney's doing.
Right.
Anyway, let me pass over to, of course, and here I am, JC. And today we have CJ. So CJ.
Hi, I'm CJ C. Boyd, and I am founder of Queen by Design. I'm a wife, a mama of 7 grown kids. And I owned a brick and mortar cafe, and when that closed, I decided I needed to finally figure out who I wanted to be at the age of 50. So I started online space, and I'm just super excited to help women in the middle age to uncover who they are at their soul level, aside from roles, rules, responsibilities. And I'm just super excited to have women finally realize their worth without a label.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Now, guess what, AJ? My son's name is AJ, my oldest. I call him Anthony, but his wife calls him AJ. So this is like the most fun day ever. So anyways, to you, my dear.
Thank you. I'm AJ Sheher, also known as the Joy Weaver, and I help people weave in joy, curiosity, and wonder through their lives with henna, soul coaching, tarot reading, and energy work. Lots of goodness.
Oh my gosh. The energy is so amazing here. Do you feel it this morning, you guys? We were laughing before we started recording. I said, y'all, I'm just jacked on coffee. I haven't had anything else yet. But there's this beautiful energy this morning. I'm so, so excited to be sitting here with you girls. Girls, ladies, women, whatever we want to call ourselves. So let's get started. I'll start with Courtney again. Courtney, can you share one of your funny or shocking stories? I'm so ready to hear it.
So I thought I'd share with all of you kind of a trait that I have. And this is a trait that, like, it is super helpful in my business, but it can also hurt me a little bit in my business. And the trait is I like to say yes. I like to say yes, hop into these opportunities, full feet, all go, but I don't always get all the details. And I think this goes back to my theater days, because there's a great game called Yes N. And the concept is just always saying yes, always, you know, taking that next step. And I've always figured, like, I'll figure it out. I got this. Like, I like the problem solving. So it was years ago when I was in my auditioning days, and I got some information for an audition. I was so pumped, but I didn't get the information on what actually the audition was for. So I'm sitting there ready to go, sitting in the lobby, so excited, looking good, looking at my little write-up of what it is. And I realized it was a reality TV show, which was, like, awesome. This was, like, right when, you know, they were getting very popular. And the show was all about shy people. And I took a beat, because you guys don't know me, but similar to Miss JC here, if anyone were to describe me, like, even if you gave them 100 words, the word shy would probably not be in that list. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm an actor. I'll act shy. Not a big deal. It's fine. I know it's supposed to be reality, but I can fake it. No problem. So we go into the audition room, and because it's a reality show, there's no scripts. They just want to see the chemistry between people, the relationships, how it all works. So there's this lovely, handsome gentleman who's my partner, and they're like, okay, we're going to give you a scenario and go ahead. And the scenario they gave me was one that I had been like dealing with in my early 20s, you know, all the emotions, all the things. And it was something along the lines of like, this guy is someone who you're so interested in. He's a good friend. It's like a Dawson's Creek scenario, like a good friend, you love him, but he's not that interested in you. So they give me this scenario and it hits home. Like it struck such a chord. I lost it. I started screaming at this guy. I started crying. I slap him in the face. I grab him. I kiss him. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm not being shy at all. So I pretty much like mic dropped and left the room thinking I've bombed this audition. They give me a call a few days later and they're like, we would love you to be on the pilot of the show. I'm like, this is crazy. Once again, I didn't get the details. So I show up on set. I did not get the role of the shy person, but rather the crazy best friend. And then they're like, why don't you go make out with this actor in the corner? And I was like, I really don't think this is for me. So that is my story. Get the details, my friends. It's good to say yes. You need to know what you're saying yes to.
I love it.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
All right, we're rolling. CJ, is it CJ or CJC? Because I know you said it's CJC, so I'm
sorry. Actually Kathy Joe, but that's a little too Petticoat Junction for me, so I go by CJ.
CJ, okay. All right, so let's pass the baton.
My story, imagine if you will, having teenage daughters playing basketball, going to a basketball game. It's like late in the season, everybody is like amped up because they're like, I think 11-0 and it's winter. So I drive to the gym, I get there, I have my boots on, I have my little carrier, my seat for the cushion. I walk into the gym, it's snowing. My daughter's already warming up. She's like in the gym. And so I walk up and I'm like, okay, cool. I don't look where I'm going or anything. I'm like, I just beeline it for the bleachers. I hustle up the bleachers. There's this open space. I'm like, oh, cool. I can sit against the wall. Put my little seat down, sit against the wall. We're, you know, watching the game. They win. My daughter's all actually playing varsity. So halfway through the game, she has to go down to the high school gym. So I'm like, oh, no problem. Halftime comes. I'm like trucking down the bleachers. My feet are wet. They slip up from underneath me. I literally go ass over tea kettle down the bleachers. No. I land on my arms and my head on the bleachers. My ass is up in the air. My feet. I jumped down. I'm like, oh, stuck the landing. I give a perfect head. I'll be here all week. He can catch me again. And I walked out of the gym and my daughters that were with me that were playing, they're like, oh my God, Dre is going to kill you, mom. Never again in my life did I wear those boots anywhere. I threw them in the garbage when I got home because I was so embarrassed. I was like, I can't believe that, but that was pretty good reaction time for me.
I love it. Girl, we are like soul sisters. That's stuff I say that all the time. I'm like, oh, I'll be here all week. It's fine. I love it. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's awesome. Gosh. Oof, stories. Do y'all just like have other stories that click in your head when you hear each other's? Because I do. Yes. I'm like rolling. I'm like, oh, I should write that down to remember that one. It's a new back pocket story. I love it. All right, AJ.
Yeah, that's a good recovery, CJ, because, yeah.
Thank you.
speaking of recovery, I decided to host my first retreat with my Red Tent women. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, we'll just go camping out. It'll be great. It'll be fine. We'll borrow my friend's like land. We'll chill out. We just need some tents and some tables. We'll cook food around the fire. And I was like, we'll have potatoes. Like, we'll cook potatoes around the fire and chicken. Did I pre-cook the potatoes? No. Did I pre-cook any of the chicken? No. Did I filter in, like, that we actually have to start a fire and like cooking time and then eating time? No, I was like, we just need an hour for food. And also I am somewhat of a maximalist. And by maximalist, I mean, there was no gray space, no white space, no downtime. It was like, they get there, they have 30 minutes to set up their stuff and like get in their tents and set up their tents. And then like, we're going straight into ritual. We're going straight into circle because like they have to learn all six archetypes in from Friday night to Saturday at 3 p.m. is the time we had. We ended up, I packed it so much that we were doing stuff till like 2 a.m. And I was like, oh, we can't leave the circle because we got to still do this. You got to have the moment. We got to the dance. We got to like, and they're like, AJ, we're tired. Please let us go to bed. Like, but you're going to miss the magic. And they're like, that's okay. The magic is also in sleeping. And then the next morning, everybody wakes up and they're like, AJ, where's the coffee? And I'm like, what coffee? Because I don't drink coffee. And I was like, the magic isn't the coffee. The circle is in the goodness. And they're like, AJ, is there really no coffee? And so it's like, I brought in the coffee. And somebody else is like, do we have breakfast fire? I was like, I brought muffins. And they're like, we need real food. And I hadn't like brought, we did painting and I forgot about this thing called morning dew. And the paintings were all on the picnic tables. And the next morning we all came out to like work on our paintings and they were all just like wet. So there was some of our acrylic paintings became watercolor paintings, but all the chairs and everything was wet because they did not occur to me. And because we were at my friend's land, he had an out box for the bathroom, which I thought he would have had clean. It was not. And it was like a spider fest. And I don't really do spiders. And so somebody's like, where's the bathroom? And I pointed over that way. And they like opened up the thing and they're like, holy buckets. And I was like, what's up? And they're like, I was like, is the light not working? And they're like, that among other things. And I walked over and it's just like infestation. And we're like, okay. And somebody's like, I have baby wipes. And so we baby wiped down the bathroom. And like, it was like semi-usable, but most people just chose to use the forest. And so we learned a lot that weekend. And the reminders afterwards, people were like, we need white space and nap times. And we need like an hour and a half for food. They're like, we appreciate your enthusiasm, but we need to sleep. So now I'm like, okay, here's our integration time. Here's time to go for walks. So now my retreats have more wiggle room time, but just oh look gosh. Back and it's like, awesome. We were excited.
That's amazing. And I just got a new little phrase, holy buckets.
I do too. I like that.
Yeah. It's got good consonants.
It does. I love it. Oh my gosh. That's a fun one. Oh, more stories rolling through my head. Okay. I'm going to share one. This one's a little bit, it's funny now, but it was funny as hell. And embarrassing and shocking. And so this has been, when was this? Probably spring of 2018. I think so. Single. I'm still single. But anyway, so I was on a first date. Now I'd talked to this guy for a little while. We kind of knew each other, but we hadn't actually been out, right? So we go. He took me to a nice steakhouse, right? Nice dinner date. It's fine and dandy. We're talking, eating. And I have some throat issues. In fact, during the course of me just talking, you probably hear me clear my throat a lot. Anyways, doesn't matter why, but I do have throat issues. So we're conversation, and all of a sudden I realize that this piece of steak is going down. And I'm like, okay, you're in this moment with this new gentleman, and you're like, okay, you don't be an idiot, you know. And I'm like, no. And it was just stuck enough that I was afraid to even take a drink of water. So finally, because you know that stuff happens fast, right? You got to make a split decision. And so I'm like, I have no choice. I need help. I could feel myself starting to kind of tunnel. And I'm like, oh crap, this is bad. So I jump up, kind of grabbing my throat. He's like, nom, 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 just eating and enjoying his food, not noticing. And he's like, later he tells me, I thought you just had to go to the bathroom or something and just jumped up. The guy behind him catches on. Doesn't know me obviously at all, tries to do the Heimlich, but he really didn't know what he's doing. Unknown to me, the guy I was on a date with used to be a Coast Guardsman, so he knew how to do the Heimlich, and he did, and he saved my life because I couldn't breathe at all. It took him three tries. Yeah. So then we sit down, and someone that when you literally have no air, there's this horrendous sound that comes out when you're trying to breathe again. It is awful. It's so embarrassing. The waitress is over there, the server, whatever I don't know if it was a man or woman, but they were over there checking on me. And I'm just like, I'm fine. And then, but there's this nasty floor. And now I'm about to clean it up. I have to finish my date with this guy. Like, seriously? And he's like, do you want to come sit over here? So I gave him an excuse for me to go sit by him. And yes, I saw him. I dated him for a few weeks. And then, you know, I just wasn't the right fit. But anyways, there's no moral to that story. Maybe chew slower. I don't know. Don't talk with your mouth full. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. All right. So you kind of let us know what you do. We all have let us know what each other does. But share what kind of an offer and where people can find you, because you guys are all rock stars. I just feel it. I'm so excited about what y'all do. And I want to make sure that everybody else listening knows how to find you as well.
Cool. Can I start?
Yes, Courtney.
All right. So like I said earlier, I teach kids theater and musical theater, and I have this new course that I just want to get out in the world because I know how beneficial it can be for kids. So if you guys check out my website at littlemonkeyentertainment.com, I am offering you all 50% off on this brand new course that kids can learn theater from home. And I want to make it more accessible to everybody because I know what it can do.
I freaking love that. Obviously, as I said earlier, I am a big advocate actually of theater, being on stage, because it gives you so many skills to go out in the world with. And those of us that are entrepreneurs, oh my gosh, being on stage gives you this amazing skill set, stuff you would never even imagine. So love it. All right, CJ.
I just want to say, Courtney, I love that idea because of I had 7 kids and we did all those every single school play and they were in the play. And I was always the girl behind the scenes. I'll paint the scenery, but I don't want to be on the stage. Yeah. So the fact that you do that, that's very cool. I wish I would have had something like that when I was a kid. For me, I founded Queen by Design for women to uncover their limiting beliefs, you know, like I said, of those rules and roles, and just really dig deep about who they are, because I think a lot of times women in their second half of life don't really even know who they are at the age of 50. So my marriage imploded, my youngest of 7 left for the military, and my cafe closed, and I was kind of like, oh shit, I don't have a clue who I am. So I really take women through that path of that discovery process of digging deep to find out who they are at the core level, remembering that awe and wonder they had as a kid, and then what those dreams were. And I go through 4 stages to get them to that space where they actually build their self-belief and anchor in new beliefs and really just use gratitude from everything that they've been through. Because a lot of times we get in that space where we're like, ooh, that's crusty and that's not good. But in reality, those crusty moments are the moments when we get to embrace the pivot and really use that as a fuel and catalyst to go further. So I am rolling out a 6-week program, Reclaiming Your Inner Queen. And you can find me on Facebook at CJC Boyd.
I love that. I tell you, when I hit 50, which has been a couple of years back now, for me, it was like the flip just switched, you know, or the switch flipped. I said it wrong. But anyways, and I no longer cared what anybody thought. But it is a change. Yeah. And I swear it was the day of my birthday. I was like, I no longer care. But it was just such a different shift for us. Once we turn 50, something really changes. And we do have to find ourselves. So I love that. I love what you're doing. It's amazing. Thank you. All right, AJ.
Yeah. So I have a creative soul journey because sometimes when we're dreaming up new things, we're like, ooh, but like, what are the moving parts? So it's 3 calls and it's tarot reading, energy work, and creative soul coaching call. So it's kind of like, what's the weather? What's going on? What's stuck? And then like, what are our steps? So it's 150 of just decadent goodness, 3 1-hour calls of like all the tools you need to like integrate it and then like move up and like show through it in whatever way feels aligned with you and your higher power and higher self. And it's just like my favorite. So that's the goodness that I got if anybody's desiring some extra love and joy in their lives.
I love that. Oh my goodness, yeah. You guys. I just feel like we truly have sat here and bonded as sisters today, which is the whole point of this and for everybody listening. So if you guys love this, if you're listening to this, watching this, and you're like, oh, I want to be a part of that. Obviously, if you're not already on cartwheelsandbananapeels.com, go over there. You can, you know, drop your email in and get invited to be a guest so you can sit at my virtual kitchen table. But if you're like, oh, I like this. I like sitting here and we get to have what I call a story circle because that's really what we're doing today. So I'm not going to promote me today, y'all. If you want to know, you're just going to have to reach out to me because my focus is on these amazing ladies here. But just know that there's a lot of cool story stuff that JC does. So I'm so excited. This is amazing. Thank you, girls, so, so freaking much. And sharing your stories and having laughs. Oh, my gosh. I just can't wait to even just sit down and talk to you guys again because super, super awesome. Amazing.
Thank you.
All right, everybody listening and watching, we will catch you next time.